For many teens, the prom is the epitome of their high school experience. But for LGBTQ students, it can be a challenge to feel like they belong. So this year, some West Virginia students decided to start a new tradition. Molly Bourne reports.
No, she's mine.
Steve Sarton gently lifts his brand new Chuck Taylors from the shoebox. His sneakers have rainbow laces and striped rainbow soles. He adjusts his rainbow suspenders.
I feel hot. Not like, oh my God, I'm burning up. I feel hot.
The Rainbow Formal is West Virginia's first prom for LGBTQ students, and it's only a few hours away. Steve says he's got butterflies.
I've never actually been to a dance with like others before, like in fact, like a big dance like this. And I'm kind of nervous that like I'm going to do something that I, like, I'm going to embarrass myself. But, like, I know deep down inside I'm not going to, but there's, like, so that little anxiety that's, like, pushing up against me. But it's going to go away.
Steve's not the only one who's nervous. His friends are curling their hair and carefully applying makeup. They're all members of a new group of LGBTQ students throughout Southern West Virginia. The group is so new, it doesn't even have a name yet. It's sponsored by the West Virginia chapter of the National Quaker Humanitarian Organization. Because these 9 students come from at least 3 different counties, they've met to get ready at the organization's office, which is close to the formal. Steve is 15 years old. He's a sophomore from Kermit in Mingo County. He came out to his parents last year, first as bisexual, then as gay.
Last year, I really was worried. I didn't know how they would react, but Mom was there and said that she would always love me no matter what, so that's all that matters.
Steve likes school. He plays clarinet in the Tug Valley High School band, and he says he loves living in the mountains. But growing up gay in Mingo County isn't easy. He says he and his LGBTQ friends get teased regularly.
You walk down the hallway and you can hear, well, look, there's that, the F word that we do not like, that I don't like personally.
According to the Human Rights Campaign, 4 out of every 10 LGBTQ youth say they live in a community that doesn't accept their sexual orientation. And LGBTQ youth report being bullied twice as much as other youth. Sam Green helped plan the Rainbow Formal, which is being held at West Virginia State University. He's a junior at Hurricane High School. Sam is trans, and while he says his school is an accepting place, not everybody at the dance can say the same. He says the Rainbow Formal is a place where everyone can be themselves.
So this is sort of like a place that they can go to be able to know that they'll have access to like a school dance, and so they don't have to worry about being bullied or anything.
Students from 10 different schools organized the dance, and they say they plan to do it again next year.
The goal is that one day we don't need to have this, that students won't have to worry about going to school or going to dances or anything like that and having to worry about it, like being with somebody if it's a same-sex relationship or being transgender and anybody thinking poorly of that.
Another student getting ready, Jasmine, sits patiently as her mom makes ringlets in her mostly shaved ice blue hair and sets it with a blast of hairspray.
Look at that. Sorry, I know you hate it. Don't touch it.
Jasmine is a bright and soft-spoken senior from Boone County. 2 years ago, she came out as bisexual and now identifies as pansexual. That's a term used to describe people who are attracted to others regardless of their gender. She doesn't want us to use her last name because some members of her extended family don't know she's not straight. Jasmine's mom, Tiffany, is the only parent here, although all of the students needed to get signed permission forms to attend the dance. Tiffany says she always helps her daughter get ready for dances.
There's nowhere I would be other than here today, whether she's going to Rainbow Formal or traditional prom or marrying a man or marrying a woman or whatever. I'm going to be there.
Jasmine knows she has a fierce ally in her mother.
I feel very accepted and encouraged just to be myself.
Tiffany helps Jasmine lace up the corset she pairs with a bustle skirt, thigh highs, and her mom's red heels, while her friends sing along to a song from the musical Avenue Q.
What you do in bed with guys?
Nikki, that's wrong!
No, it's not!
Once they're all ready, the teens board a 12-seat passenger van driven by the Quaker group's youth outreach coordinator. Freshman Liza Kelly serenades the group during the drive.
Oh, I have a lot of questions.
The students hop off the bus and pose for photos.
Come on now. Tall in the back, short in the front. Gather together.
Inside the student union at West Virginia State, disco lights bounce around the room. Students line up at the photo booth with props, a pink lei, an oversized pair of glasses, and Mickey Mouse ears. Some hold hands on their way to get snacks. Others hang back and talk at tables. At the end of the night, a cascade of rainbow balloons falls over the crowd. This, the teens say, is a place where they feel like they belong. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne.